Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How are you?
Wonderful, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, very well. We're excited about football season and always nice to have you on the show.
Now, I appreciate it.
I don't think I'm out of line here, but when I look at the Raiders with Derek Carr, with the additions they've had on both sides of the ball, I think this team's ready to make that leap forward and recapture the AFC West. If that's going to happen, what's one or two major areas where they've got to improve, Link?
Well, one thing you got to have is consistency with the running game, first and foremost, because you have to have balance. You can't put all the pressure on Derek Carr, even though he's shown himself to be a good quarterback. I think at times last year we saw, especially in the Tennessee game, if the pressure's on him to make a play, he might try to force it. And in his young career, I've seen it a couple of times. I remember specifically San Diego a couple of years back where they had a chance and he threw a fourth quarter interception. Tennessee, they were bailed out by a penalty last year. So the thing is, you don't want to put that much pressure on your young quarterback. You want to have balance. You want to have go-tos. You want to have other options offensively. Defensively, it's a matter of taking the next step. Last year, they had a very high pressure package where they had to blitz a lot of times, which left their secondary exposed in a lot of ways. What they're trying to duplicate is some of the success that the Seahawks have had over the last couple of years, where you're able to rush four, have a strong rush of four, and you could drop back and have seven. And Denver did that last year with their defense, seven in coverage. So that would be another thing. Generate a rush and, of course, have a better, more balanced attack on offense.
Link, if this team is to get where they want to go, and if Carr doesn't turn the ball over, like you saying, give that defense a short field and doesn't help his defense out, and if they score 21 and Carr is efficient, how good can this defense be and how far can they go?
Well, I think the sky's the limit. The only time will tell. I'm looking at this team being more practical and realistic. I believe they are a playoff-bound team. I believe they're a wild-card-bound team. I don't believe that. I'm not going to give them a nod to say they can win the division. Even though the division is somewhat down, there's a transition in Denver, they still have a notable defense. Kansas City is always dangerous. You never know what you're going to get out of San Diego. So I'm not going to be so far to say they're going to win the division. More practical and realistic is that this is a playoff-bound team. This is a 9-win team, possibly a 10-win team. To me, that puts you in the wild card.
Big Link, it's All League Z. What's
all
up?
All League Z, what's happening, Captain?
What's up, baby? The last time the Warriors, the last time the Raiders were in the playoffs, who was on that team, Link?
A lot of guys. Yeah, guys like
You, Link. Link, you were on the team the last time the Raiders.
Take that out your mouth, man. Come on, Link got you. Go ahead, Link. Just tell him, Link.
I can't with Loneal. I get along so much better with you, Link. Anyways, the point being, what is the black hole like? What is Raider Nation like when the team is successful, you being the last time the Raiders were successful?
Well, it was the hottest party in the Bay. I mean, no doubt about it, once upon a time. But I think you have that euphoria, that enthusiasm this year. I mean, I got the stat the other day that this is the first time in the Raiders' history they ever sold out season tickets. I mean, the people are coming. The Raider Nation is coming. So even though the organization is there's a lot of uncertainty about its future, where it's going to land. You know, I know Mark Davis well enough to know that he would say, this year we're the Oakland Raiders, and let's celebrate and go out there and play some football and win some games. So the Raider Nation is going to show up no matter where they are and who they're with. There's a lot of enthusiasm about this team. There's a lot of hype and a lot of excitement. I can't wait to see them put the pads on and do it for real.
We're talking with former Raider great Lincoln Kennedy with Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
Link, we talked about the running back position. I'm in agreement with you. I believe that Latavius, he's a game changer, big play running back. A guy runs a little high, though, not necessarily a chain mover. If they can get that problem solidified to you, or to get a chain mover, a guy that can get to 3 to 4 yards in a cloud of dust, what would that do for this offense, and how would that make this team a lot better?
Well, I definitely know what they've been trying to create is a running back by committee. And you know as well as I do, Lowe, there are many teams that have to do it. Long gone, to me, are the years where you had one guy who was back there carrying it for all three downs, including short yardage. So they need running back by committee. More importantly, because Latavius has had some issues with injuries, they got to have depth at the position. So I think that's why they went out and did what they did this year, not only with the draft, but you talk about just the recent moves. They're trying to shake things up. More importantly, because I see that, you know, there are a number of teams that are going with the whole 34 defense. Well, the thing about the 34 defense when it comes to covering running backs is a lot of times you'll have a running back isolated on a back. And if you had a scat back, for example, or a back who is capable of catching out of the backfield, then I definitely think this is something that bodes well for the team. And this is something that really helps the team. And I think that's what the Raiders are also looking for by some of the moves they made.
We're talking with Lincoln Kennedy, who is also with the Pac-12 Network. And both the Pac-12 Network and Pac-12 Bay Area will televise the 2016 Media Day, Thursday 9-1 and Friday 9:30-1. Hey, Link, when it comes to Cal, they didn't really have an answer coming out of spring ball, but who do they have to replace Jared Goff at quarterback?
Well, that's still a big question, right?
Sonny
Dykes has been reeling trying to find himself a quarterback. Everyone knows in the game, if you have a quarterback, you have a chance. I think so. This more so for the Pac-12 collectively as a conference, because so many guys have stepped aside. This is going to be the year of the running back, which should really put a smile on Lowe's face. The fact is, there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to rely on the running game. You're going to see it get back to good old fashioned basics football, where you're not trying to toss it around so much because you don't have that prolific passer. You're going to have to run it and keep your defense off the field and play stingy football. So I do believe places like Cal, places like Arizona State, we'll see what happens up in Oregon. They're going to be relying heavy on their running game rather than trying to throw it from sideline to sideline.
All right, with Stanford, some change at quarterback, but they're loaded everywhere else. What are the chances they win the Pac-12 and get into a playoff?
Christian McCaffrey.
Is he going to win the Heisman? Do you think he's got a legit Heisman chance this year?
I think if he duplicates the year that he had last year, without a doubt, he's a walk away with the Heisman. Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind. But, you know, the thing is that we can always speculate on what we saw last year. And, of course, only time will tell how these things go, or what, you know, the offensive line he has in front of him, how they change up the offense or how the defenses are geared to him. So we'll see. But I think he's a big part of their success or their failure.
He's one of the all-time greats at the University of Washington, former Raider great, now with the Pac-12 Network. You hear him on 95.7 The Game. Lincoln Kennedy with Chad Joinlow on 95.7 The Game. Link, thank you. We love talking football with you, and we'll be catching up soon.
Always, guys. The pleasure's mine.
Tell him how many dogs you ate, Link.
Oh, what?
You come on, man. Washington record.
Come on. You're tossing that out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.